This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We need like everybody like start right away, like, you know, game like puck drop like 7-10, you know, and we should start playing, you know. Don't like give them like not just Tampa, every team, like we just play number two. Like we need like control whole game. Like, I mean, we have good team here, and like just like play physical, like pressure like every zone, like, and like don't wait, like, and see what how is game going, you know. And like again, like third period we change and we start pressure. They start a little bit like nervous, and we like control puck more. I think we shoot more, and like we score one goal. Again, like power play doesn't work. It's huge difference between win and loss tonight, because they score two goals, we not. It's like tough.
Tough indeed. The Penguins 11-11-3. Second from the bottom in the Metropolitan Division. Good morning. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. It's the Wake Up Show. The Wake Up Show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. And you can apply online at 84lumber.com. Penguins struggling. Steelers struggling, though their game this week has not been played yet. That will be played tonight on Thursday Night Football against the New England Patriots. Pitt men's basketball won the men's basketball backyard brawl. I can't say that enough because Crowley is sitting right in front of me. And I think he doesn't want to listen. He's nodding his head. No, he's listening. Pitt won 80-63. So, WVU got the football game this year, but Pitt gets the basketball game. Bob Carrington, by the way, is extremely good. Now, if you're like me and you can't stay up for a lot of those Pitt games at night, and you haven't been watching, I mean, he's pretty good. Now, I heard his name when I did some broadcasts here before, though, but the first time I saw him, I watched on TV last night. He is extremely good. I mean, I think he took a three and got fouled and still made the shot. Blake Hinson was making several threes all across the court. I mean, they were doing really, really well. And as somebody who hasn't really gotten into basketball before, I mean, when Pitt's good, Pitt's the icing on the cake for, like, all Pittsburgh sports. When the professional teams are doing well, you know, we love to see that, but it just adds a little extra flavor when Pitt basketball's got it going. Pitt volleyball on the run they're making this year, super exciting. When Pitt football was good in those last couple seasons, yeah, it's all good. They're just the icing on the cake. Pitt's great to have around. But again, as somebody who's not a basketball fan or never has been, I mean, I think I would have gotten more into the sport if Pittsburgh had an NBA team, because I've never been a fan of college teams until I started working here and I got to cover the teams. And man, I mean, it's just so fun, you know, watching these teams do well. I think I got extremely lucky too, because Pitt football was like immediately good like the year I started working here. I started working in August of 2021, so that was just prior to Pitt season starting when they won their ACC championship, made it to the Peach Bowl. Kenny Pickett was a Heisman candidate. So I got pretty fortunate with that as well, but that kind of wrote me in knowing that, you know, my hometown city as well had its university playing in such big games. And the basketball team became good the season after Pitt football won the ACC championship. Jeff Capels seemed to really turn the program around well. And Bub Carrington, just out of nowhere, freshman, extremely talented player. It's just super exciting. It's good that when Pitt sports does well for the city of Pittsburgh, I'll say it again. It's just like the icing on the cake. It just adds that extra layer that makes it that much more sweet, that much more fun to enjoy sports. And maybe my opinion of that is enhanced as well because the professional sports teams are kind of in a stalemate with themselves, right? The Steelers can't get out of their own way. they're like almost good enough, but then they lose the games that make you just feel like they stink. The Penguins are kind of in that mediocre point as well, where they seem like they're good. They got the big names. But as you heard of Evgeny Malkin say, they don't start strong, and their power play is not good. And so that's where they are. And the Pittsburgh Pirates, they've been trying to build it back up. They made a significant leap and a significant improvement last season, but still not quite a perennial playoff team, not quite a World Series contender just yet. And big news coming out of Major League Baseball yesterday, too. The first big deal, I believe, of the entire year was had when the Yankees traded for Juan Soto and Trent Grisham in a total of a 7-player trade. Juan Soto, Trent Grisham to the Yankees, and 5 players go back to the Padres. Pirates' biggest move so far, Marco Gonzalez, is on his way from the Atlanta Braves to the Pittsburgh Pirates. And that was big news that broke a couple days ago. So, I mean, yeah, still building up. We're still waiting for that big move from the Pirates. Ben Cherington said that payroll will be increased this season. We'll see how drastic that is as time goes on. But it's still early in the offseason as well. But still, all the professional sports teams right now kind of in a lull. We're all kind of waiting for something big to break out, something big to happen with all of them to kind of get out of the status quo, which is mediocrity. Especially as it relates to the Steelers. I'm really worried about the Penguins, but, you know, I don't know. They show signs of and flashes of brilliance from time to time, but then they struggle out of the gate against a team like the Tampa Bay Lightning, and now they're 11-11, and, you know, with the 3 overtime losses. To their credit, I guess, because they get a point for that in hockey. Sometimes I forget that. So, yeah, we're kind of here. So, Pitt, good stuff. Good stuff from Pitt. I like to see the team's doing well. And I also like to say this, too. Sometimes I feel bad for WVU, not entirely, but I understand, and sometimes I struggle to understand or like always acknowledge, but there's so much money invested in a lot of these college teams because not every city can have a professional sports team. And so, yeah, cities like Morgantown and, you know, a state like West Virginia that doesn't have a pro sports team, I mean, these teams are so important to a lot of these areas if they don't have the major professional sports teams. And so, you know, kind of got to remember that as Pittsburgh fans, how grateful we can be and how much we should feel sorry for Crowley because West Virginia does not have a major sports team. But yeah, I mean, that's why this NIL stuff is so difficult as well to kind of maneuver. I'm kind of going all over the place this morning because I'm worried to talk about the Steelers. And I'll take your calls, too, if you want, 412-928-9370. You can talk about anything. You can go over the mortgage board with me as well of Pittsburgh Sports, 412-928-9370. You can also tweet at me at Callas_33. That's CALLAS_33. You don't have to let me babble along. You can join the conversation, express your opinions. I'll talk about the Steelers, too. I'm just not quite ready yet. But yeah, I mean, that's why this NIL stuff is so difficult to kind of maneuver, because there's that angle of it as well that, like, so many of these schools want to bring in players and incentivize them to come because there are fans that don't have those major sports teams in a lot of these cities that have these D1 programs. So, and West Virginia is one of those. And so it's all just really difficult to think about. I mean, I see so many opinions where it's just hard standing, like they should be paid, they shouldn't be paid. I mean, that just adds a gray area to this whole thing. NIL is so much of a gray area. And on one hand, I like to think, well, maybe nobody should get paid and it should all be truly instructional and developmental, like the NCAA has made it out to be for so long. But then again, I think, like, okay, well, this is one of the major sports that many of these cities get to enjoy because they don't have anything else. So, I mean, I think it goes both ways, and I think it's more of a gray area. It's not just one side or the other. It's not just one hard stance. I think that there's more to kind of look at from that area. But that's what it made me think about, too, like when I was just watching the game yesterday and kind of understanding, you know, why these school rivalries are so cool, because not everybody has the major sports rivals. And getting to watch Pitt and West Virginia yesterday, I mean, it's exciting. And Pitt coming out on top is also great. But that just kind of made me ponder and think about that. And especially I want to think more about college sports too, because, again, our major sports teams in Pittsburgh, the Pirates get a slight pass here because they're in the offseason, and they are the most improved team of the three so far. The Steelers are still in land. No, they're more on the negative side. I mean, after losing to the Cardinals, though, they're definitely more on the in the thumbs down area. But the Penguins are definitely in They're definitely in land. Like, they're doing fine. They're doing, like, okay. You feel like they could do a lot better, though. And you feel like if that power play got improved, and maybe if they showed up for the first period, they would, they may be doing a lot better. 412-928-9370, that's the phone number here, at 93.7 The Fan. You can also tweet at me, or I keep calling it tweets, and I probably never will stop, but it's technically X, it's a post. Mention me in a post. I hate saying that, Twitter and tweet, that was so much more just... rolls off the tongue so much more smoothly. But mention me in an X post. Ask a question. Make a comment. At Callas underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. And again, call 412-928-9370. Get a phone line. Because we're going to talk about the Steelers and what to expect tonight. Coming up next. Right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It is The Fan Early Morning Show. It's The Wake Up Show. The Wake Up Show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. You can apply online at 84lumber.com. .com. I'm with you for about six more minutes talking sports all over the board. Big one tonight, though, that we're going to address now is Steelers and Patriots. What to expect from this game, what to expect from the Steelers season as we predict whether they win or lose, and the ramifications of the season for the Steelers if they were to, in fact, not win this game. It would be pretty bad. And Doran said this earlier in the week, and I enjoy kind of reusing this because he's right. The Steelers got to figure it out at some point, because it's one of those things now where they've gotten rid of the offensive coordinator. And then they did, like, better, definitely, first game without him against the Bengals. 421 yards of offense is good. The 16 points was still a problem. That was still under the Matt Canada average. But again, 421 yards in total offense, it's good. So they kind of ironed out one area, and then they just needed to figure out how to score. And then they go into a team like the Arizona Cardinals, or they go in to play a team in Pittsburgh like the Arizona Cardinals and play as poorly as they did. So at this point, one variable has been removed. It is Matt Canada. He is gone. What now? What is it? The fact that some players are saying they weren't properly prepared, while other players are sticking strong and saying that they prepared fine. They just got whooped. What is it? It's not a good look when a team isn't together in their stories, and the players got nothing really to blame at this point. Mike Tomlin, I mean, I know several of you call in and say that Tomlin is the big problem here. Tomlin is the big theme. He is the influence that causes the Steelers to struggle. I hear that. I understand. But in terms of the players complaining, the players have not seemed to be too frustrated with Mike Tomlin. So at this point, what is it? Because it's not Matt Canada. There was definitely frustration expressed about the offense in Matt Canada. Well, that variable's gone. He doesn't have his job with the Steelers anymore. So where do the players go? Now it seems that they've turned to the "we weren't prepared enough" beat. That's the theme right now. They weren't prepared enough to play the Arizona Cardinals. Which maybe that's a way of the players kind of deflecting and saying that, okay, this is Mike Tomlin's fault because we weren't prepared. Because that's what we all jump to as fans and as people that criticize the team. It's like, well, if the team wasn't prepared, then that's a coaching thing. That's nothing else but coaching. Coaches have to prepare the team properly. And if you're not prepared against a team like the Cardinals, what are you doing? But now there's conflicting stories because some players say they were prepared. They just didn't execute. Some players saying that they weren't prepared at all. And this is just, I mean, this team is becoming an absolute mess. I mean, you had times where, I mean, I almost missed the times now where Antonio Brown and Ben Roethlisberger were just kind of taking shots at each other back in the day. Because at least back in that day, they were winning games and they were good. And then we know what happened with Antonio Brown. But the point stands. Like, that was the drama we were dealing with before, and the team was still pretty good. Now there's a lot of drama, but these players aren't good enough, especially on offense. These players aren't good enough to be starting beefs like that. And so where do we go from here? Ray Fittipaldi also said, if the Steelers lose this game, which would create a two-game losing streak against two just incredibly awful teams playing this season. If the Steelers would lose both of these games, I mean, how do you have faith in them to win any of the last four on their schedule? I wouldn't. I don't think you would either. I'll take your calls now. 412-928-9370. We got somebody on the line. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning. Old German Rudd.
All right. What's up?
Hey, Bill Crowley, Bill Pitt. And if they lose these next few games in a row here, I think it's time to blow it up and maybe start all over with somebody young and maybe get somebody that has a great mind for offense because, boy, we look like we're in the 70s still.
Yeah, I hear you. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, no, I hear you. I've had people call me and say that that's not the Steeler way, which I definitely just wave those people off now. I'm not having the Steeler way thing anymore. We're in the modern age. What we're doing is not working. It's clear. What the Steelers are doing right now is not working. Tim from the Tank Brigade used to call in all the time, and I kind of miss hearing from him because he was all about breaking the team down. And I drank the Kool-Aid. Because I was saying, like, a year ago, around this time, maybe a little less than a year ago, I was saying, Steelers need to break it down, Steelers need to develop, the Steelers need better draft position, draft linemen. And then they drafted a quarterback, and then they finished 9-8, and then they had an offseason where they added a bunch of pieces, like the Herbigs, Sayamalu, Patrick Peterson, and you do all that, and it's kind of exciting, right? Big names sell tickets. But then their offense comes out, and it feels like it was worse than last year. By an incredible margin, and then the Steelers lose their offensive coordinator. They fire him. And now we're just in this reality where do they go? So I'm with them. Break it down. Blow it up. New coach? Or maybe not. I don't know. I mean, Tomlin's just arrogant, but that doesn't mean he's a bad coach. But, like, in terms of getting players to develop and, like, having that talent, like, they've got to start somewhere, and it's not where they are right now. Anywhere but where they are right now. Everything just feels like a disaster. Players aren't good enough. And not only are they not good enough, they're talking too much. And there's just a lot of drama that doesn't need to be there for a team that averages less than 16 points a game and has just such a lack of just talent on that offensive side of the ball. The defense has to come up a little bit bigger as well, too. Like I said the other day, 99-yard drive like that, especially against the Cardinals, should never, ever happen. Never result in a touchdown. So we'll see. But I'm definitely with the blow-it-up crew. I mean, Tank Brigade, tear it down. I'm not opposed to that. They may do something flashy again in the offseason just to have good PR throughout the offseason and then struggle again, and I'll be just as frustrated next year if that's what happens. So I say, sure, rebuild. I know it's a forsaken word in Steeler land, but I'm fine. Blow it up. Rebuild.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.